Chapter 8. The tunnel was dark and cold. Soon, it began to go downwards. "This must go to the cave," said Tom. Tom and Meg walked for a long time.
"Are you sure this is the way?" said Meg.
Her voice sounded afraid. Tom was not sure, but he did not want Meg to be scared.
"We will hear the sea soon. Don't worry, Meg," said Tom.
Soon they came to a place where the tunnel was wider. But there was a problem. There were now two tunnels. Meg shone her lantern around.
"Which way?" asked Meg.
Suddenly, there was a noise.
"Did you hear that?" said Meg.
"Yes, a dog is barking. It must be Patch," said Tom.
"He must be down on the beach," said Meg.
"Follow his bark," said Tom. They ran down one of the tunnels. Soon they could smell and hear the sea. They were in the cave. Tom looked around. They were alone. They went out onto the beach. The wind was very strong, and the waves were big. Patch was running about on the beach. He ran over to Tom and Meg.
"Hello, boy,"
said Tom as he patted the dog. Then he noticed something. Out at sea, a big ship was coming towards the shore. The ship was only 100 meters from the rocks.
"Meg, look!"
Tom shouted.
"Oh no, Tom! They cannot see the rocks! They are too close," said Meg.
Tom and Meg ran to the edge of the waves. They shouted and waved their arms.
"It is no good. They cannot see us, Meg," said Tom.
"Tom, look!" Meg shouted suddenly. Meg was pointing along the beach at the far cliffs. Dark figures were standing on top of the cliffs. They were holding lanterns. There was a lot of light. It almost looked like a lighthouse. Tom looked around. He had an idea.
"Meg, we need to use our lanterns. We need to go out onto the rocks," said Tom.
Meg stared at the dark sea and the sharp black rocks. She looked terrified.
"But Tom, we will drown. It is too dangerous," said Meg.
"I will go on my own then," said Tom. He began to climb onto the rocks.
"Wait, wait for me. I cannot let those sailors drown," shouted Meg.